KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of light fog, and 71 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, today should be partly sunny, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, city officials in Desira say a boil advisory that had been issued earlier this week due to low or no water pressure in some parts of the city was officially lifted on Friday. The test results showed no bacteria were found in the system after the problem was discovered and fixed. A man from central Iowa was arrested following a high-speed pursuit of a motorcycle Friday morning. Sergeant Mark Freeman with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office told KJAN News an Iowa State Patrol trooper started the pursuit around Highway 71 in Cass County during an attempted traffic stop. The man on a 2008 Ducati motorcycle, 18-year-old Colton Finneran of the Des Moines area, sped off and led authorities through several communities, including the northernmost city limits of Atlantic, past KJAN twice, both southbound and then again northbound, before returning to Interstate 80 westbound. He turned around after encountering Atlantic Police roadblock at the Troublesome Creek Bridge. Sergeant Freeman said they had several deputies and other law enforcement stationed along the interstate, but there was no way to safely keep up with him as the speeds reached in excess of 120 miles per hour to as much as they reported 150 miles per hour. The man eventually exited I-80 and went into Neola, where observant citizens told authorities that he had tried to hide the cycle in a residential carport. Finneran was taken into custody without further incident. Sergeant Freeman says he was wanted on warrants out of central Iowa for driving while barred, and Finneran now faces charges of speeding, eluding, and an additional driving while barred charge. He was transported to the Pott County Jail, and the sergeant thanks the citizens of Neola for their observance and help in arresting that suspect. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 49-year-old Lori Lee Richter of Marney was arrested on several charges Thursday. Richter was taken into custody on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony ongoing criminal conduct, two felony counts of theft in the first degree, and a felony count of dependent adult abuse by exploitation. Richter was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on a $50,000 bond. Also arrested Thursday was 33-year-old Elijah Lee Fecht of Council Bluffs. His arrest was by order of a district court warrant for a probation violation. Fecht was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held Friday on $10,000 bond. And this past Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 40-year-old Justin David Reading of Marshfield, Wisconsin, on a charge of OWI first offense. Reading was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $1,000 bond. Deputies in Pottawatomie County, who were dispatched to the 34-mile marker on Highway 6 Thursday, arrested a man in Oakland associated with an accident. Officials say 25-year-old Jacob Ryan Kraft of Council Bluffs was taken into custody for providing false identification information. He was transported to the Pott County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two separate arrests took place on Thursday. At around 7:05 p.m., 33-year-old Jamie Lee Peterson of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for a compulsory education violation. And at around 11:45 a.m. Thursday, 26-year-old Travis Carl Boyer of Canyon Lake, Texas, was arrested at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on a warrant for fugitive from justice and for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. DNR conservation officers say they held a special enforcement project on Lake Panorama on July the 7th and came into contact with 51 boats with a total of 206 individuals. The specialized enforcement project took place from 4 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. on that date and involved 11 DNR conservation officers and water patrol officers and resulted in 7 citations, 4 of which were for no personal flotation device, 1 for overloaded vessel, 1 for speeding and distance, and 1 for no fire extinguisher. Also, there were 18 warnings issued, including 3 for blue lights on boat, 5 for no capacity number displayed on the boat, 3 for registration violations, 1 for speed and distance, 3 for no type 4 throwable flotation device, and 3 for fire extinguisher violations. Also, on Lake Panorama, there were 10 field sobriety tests performed that resulted in 3 boating while intoxicated arrests. There was 1 count of child endangerment, 1 stranded motorist assist, and 1 assist county deputy sheriff with a burglar alarm as well with those officers. Jeremy King, DNR conservation officer, said this was an extremely successful project, and I have no doubt this project saved lives and deters unlawful activity on the lake in the future. He said, we've heard from numerous boaters and others around Lake Panorama that were very pleased to have the heightened enforcement project and extra law enforcement presence. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a convicted Nebraska sex offender has been given 15 years in an Iowa prison for taking video of a college student showering in a residence hall. Authorities say 30-year-old Zachary Person was sentenced Wednesday in Sioux City. He pleaded guilty to burglary and invasion of privacy charges. Prosecutors say he took the video March 1st, 2017, in a bathroom at Morningside College's Dimmitt Hall. The Sioux City Journal says that in return for Person's pleas, prosecutors dropped charges related to separate attacks that occurred February 12th of 2017 on another woman at Morningside College and a woman at a Sioux City hotel. Nebraska records say Person, who is from Norfolk, was sentenced in October to 15 to 20 years for trying to assault a woman in Omaha. The Nebraska Sex Offender Registry says he'd also been convicted of sex crimes in 2012 and in 2016. A man accused of setting a fire to a Sioux City house has been given probation. 33-year-old Jesse Big Eagle pleaded guilty Thursday to an arson charge after prosecutors dropped charges of burglary and criminal mischief. Big Eagle was given 4 years of probation and a suspended 10-year prison sentence. Woodbury County District Court records say he entered a home early on September 19th and went to the basement and started a fire there before leaving. There were no injuries reported. The court records say Big Eagle had lived at the house. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic report dry needling is the topic for the next session of Healthy You. That's scheduled for July 19th at the Cass County Health System. Ryan Legg and Dan Vogel will present together on what dry needling is, what it is used for, and the science and training behind it. Vogel says dry needling is performed by a physical therapist to treat pain. Most patients, he says, have great success with dry needling and feel relief right away. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series of the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2 at the hospital in Atlantic. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as lunch is provided for all attendees. And you can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Richard Engel, age 84, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Richard Engel will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Lon Mecklen Newbold Johnson, age 75, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a former resident of Atlantic, died July the 9th in Lee's Summit. A memorial service for Betty Lon Mecklen Newbold Johnson will be tomorrow at 3:30 at the Harrisonville, Missouri, United Methodist Church. Collin Funeral Home of Raymore, Missouri, has the arrangements. Dr. William Bill Dowd, age 91, of Long Beach, California, a native of Stewart, died January 12th. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be held on July 28th at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart, with a luncheon to follow at the All Saints Catholic Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Richard Welsh, age 85, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Richard Welsh are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.